City of Medford Police Chief Brian Carey discusses the new parking lot and traffic flow around the Medford Middle School, and especially the north side parking lot adjacent to Highway 64 Broadway.
So the parking lot that you had talked about on the north side, that is for the middle school bus drop-off. So the buses will be entering into that lot, both for drop-off and pickup. And I think the school district can best, speak about that as to how that's going to work or anything else that they want to put out there about that.
Okay, where do the buses leave from when they pick up on the north side of the Medford Middle School? Where do they go from there?
The buses will be exiting out onto South 7th Street. Once on South 7th, they will go either to the north or to the south. And then there's several different directions they could go once they reach, Broadway and 7th. And, of course, there's other cross streets along 7th Street as well.
7th Street isn't wide when you consider a big school bus coming out of the driveway there. Is there going to be some parking restricted there on 7th Street?
Earlier this week, Medford City Council approved change in language, if you will, the wording on restricting. There's certain times that parking, stopping, standing will all be prohibited on the west side of South 7th from its intersection with Clark Street and then travel north approximately 550 feet. So they're going to restrict, again, as I said, stopping, standing, parking, no student drop-off or pickup in this zone that I described from Clark Street north. And it would be from two different times during the day. It would be from 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. and then from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. And that would be on school days only. We just need to remember that staying fluid through this, trying to work with it, know that if there's changes that need to be made, they need to understand that those can be brought back, and that there needs to be everybody communicating and talking about what we're seeing, what's occurring, in order to approach this from a multifaceted approach,
sure.
Saying this is what we see, several entities that are all involved in this, keeping everybody informed and trying to work our way through it.
Will there be any restrictions on Clark Street itself for parking on the street for drop-off and pick-up, as I think it has been in the past?
Yeah, there is some signage out there right now on Clark Street adjacent to the curb line or the school property there. There has been no recommendations from our department about making any changes. I'm not aware of any suggestions either from the school about making any changes as to what is occurring on that side of the street. I think for everybody to be aware that, there is going to be a change in a traffic pattern here. Yes, we've all seen, if you've been up to the school during a school day, middle school that is, on South 7th, you've encountered school buses, we've encountered other parents pick up and drop off. So there will be some changes. Much like it with these changes, these sometimes take time. It takes communicating with one another in order to share what is occurring, if there's something that needs to be changed. I believe that this, however, is the best that we have at the moment. That doesn't mean that changes can't occur, be suggested, or brought up. I'd ask that everybody just, again, be aware of the changes. As they say, stay alert. Be aware that there could be additional changes or, change in the pattern. And as we work our way through this, again, everybody staying in touch with one another, communicating as to what's occurring.
And our thanks to Medford City Police Chief Brian Carey.